Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Paul Hamilton.
How would you sound giddy this morning? Is Tebow, is he the key player?
Oh, shut up, Hamilton.
Up the Mets to the promised land?
He's excited, Paul, because in case you didn't hear, he rode the Long Island Railroad for an hour via YouTube.
I knew I shouldn't have mentioned that to you, White. It's unbelievable. I'm
no,
telling
it's
you.
It's totally fine.
It's incredibly dorky. I mean,
he
I cannot.
Did what?
Don't ask, Paul. It's really not worth repeating. It's not something I'm proud of. I'm a nerd. I'm a dork.
I mean, that's being home for you.
Because I love trains. I always wanted to be a train engineer.
No wonder you couldn't sleep. I mean, with that kind of riveting entertainment, how can you go to bed and go to sleep?
You know, I'm just going to leave. I mean, why do I put up with this stuff?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I actually have no choice. Management told me we have to get Paul on. He is brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Good morning, Mr. Hamilton. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So what do you think, Paul? You got an ideal opener? You got a thought on the Bills schedule? I know you're knee-deep in Sabres stuff, but you got a thought on the Bills schedule that's coming out tonight?
I would have loved the Tampa opener, but obviously that's not happening. So, but that would have been fun.
Yeah. No, it doesn't look like it's happening. Again, all this stuff is unconfirmed at this point. So, the GM is going to chat today, Mr. Hamilton. You'll be on for that Zoom call at 11:30. How deep will he get into the Jack Eichel stuff, do you think? I know he'll be asked about the injury. He'll be asked about the disconnect. He'll be asked about whether Eichel's going to be traded. I mean, a whole bunch of things. How willing do you think he will be with answers?
Well, I'll tell you what. He's been impressive anytime he has spoken to the media. You know, I think he's been up for it. I think he's handled everything that has been thrown his way and handled it very well. So, this is his biggest challenge so far, but he's had a couple of days to prepare for it. And, how much does he want to defend himself, is he just, know that, hey, I need to say the right things here, and, burying Jack Eichel, probably is not a good idea for him.
Right.
No matter how he feels about it, but he also has the Pegulas in his ear, and I'm sure the Pegulas are absolutely furious right now because they've been made to look bad here. So, it'll be interesting to see how he handles all this. And he knows very well what questions are coming. He's had a couple of days to prepare for them and how he wants to answer them. And, we'll move from there.
Yeah, I wonder, with the injury stuff, Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet is reporting in his 31 Thoughts yesterday that it appears the issue is an artificial disc replacement that. Again, according to what Elliot Friedman is saying, that Eichel wants to have, that's the surgical procedure. This hasn't been done very often. Who knows about whether it'll be successful, the risk factor, all that. And as you know, Paul, teams typically aren't forthcoming with injury information, and there's HIPAA. So that's why I'm wondering, does he use the Zoom call? I mean, Eichel used the Zoom call to get basically out there and say, yeah, guys, I want surgery, and I can't control my own body. It's up to the Sabres. Does the GM use the Zoom call to defend their medical approach at this point?
And if what Friedman says is true, I understand where the Sabres are coming from. Yeah. I get it. It's a procedure that's been done very few times. And there is no long-term data on it. Yes, there have been a couple of athletes that have had it done, but the data of how does it go, are there any long-term effects, does it work, is short-term data right now. You don't know, all right, what's going to happen 3 or 4 years down the road or things like that. So it's a very new thing. And, you know, from that standpoint, you know, the Sabres doctors might be, hey, you know, this isn't a procedure that we can be down with because it's not something that's really been done much and we don't know that much about it. So I can understand where they're coming from with that.
It's been an interesting couple days, Paul, in terms of the contrast of the Zoom calls. On Monday, you had the big story about Eichel. You had, you know, you talked about it. You know, Reinhart didn't seem particularly enthused to talk about the team, and who knows what his future is.
No, he never is.
Okay,
that
fair
really
enough.
Wasn't anything that was too
just,
different.
That's just Sam Reinhart.
Yeah, that wasn't anything too different from any other Zoom call I've ever been on with.
I mean, Ristolainen is sitting there going, yeah, I don't care, whatever. Trade me, keep me, whatever, doesn't matter. And then yesterday it was the young guys who are still, I don't know how, very much gung-ho about being here and eyes wide open and all excited. What did those – it was Dahlin, Mittelstadt, Olofsson, Cousins, and Thompson. What did those guys have to say when the topic of, hey, Eichel, Reinhart, Risto, some of the key guys might not be here next season?
I have to believe they were probably coached. None of them wanted to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So not much, almost nothing. You know, Cousins was asked, you know – and I asked Casey Mittelstadt, if those guys aren't around, are you ready to be more of a leader? Because now this is your team. You know, so, you know, he did talk about, you know, his qualities he might have as a leader and if he'd want to do that or if he's kind of quiet when it comes to that. Dylan Cousins, again, was totally, totally impressive, as he usually is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't even asked about being a leader, and he's ready to go. I mean, he goes, I want to be a leader on this team, you know, when the time is right. He said he's, you know, he understands at his age now he's not considered a leader, and he wants to change that. He wants to be the guy that players can come to and talk to and that type of thing. And, you know, he's upset with the way he performed, especially near the end of the year. He goes, I need to be better than what I was. He goes, it was fine. It was a good first year, and there were some good things. But, you know, he's talking about how he wants to be a goal scorer in the National Hockey League, and he feels he can be a guy that can score goals in the National Hockey League. And that'll be his focus in the off season. What does he need to do as far as training and that type of stuff to be a guy who can do that? And, you know, he wants to be a leader on the team. He wants to lead. And, you know, he was just gung-ho about all that kind of stuff and just thoroughly impressive. Like, you know, I've been impressed with him all season long.
Yeah, by the way, that whole when will that time come to be a leader could be next season.
Yeah, and if it is, I know we've had this conversation before. It's very, very rare that players that age are ready to be captains.
And yeah.
Taves was ready, Yzerman was ready, Sidney Crosby was ready. Most aren't. And I think if Jack Eichel is not around next year, he is ready. I would slap the C on him right away.
Wow.
If you just insist that he's not ready, then nobody would be captain next year. I'll put it off a year.
Yeah.
We'll go with the 3 or 4 guys wearing an A and then name him captain the next year. But
there's,
to me,
there's one thing that came out. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were done.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say about yesterday's interviews, there's one thing came out because what you're talking about is yesterday. I felt a little more hopeful, I guess, Paul, if that's the word, even knowing how dire it sounded the previous day after listening to Jack and Sam, and mostly Jack, that there are some talented, young, good players on this team who want to be here and who, you know, maybe this is an opportunity, as Jeremy was talking with you, Howard, yesterday, and even Bulldog with Shope, which is maybe an opportunity to kind of reimagine this team a little bit and see what they have going forward, even without Jack or maybe even Sam.
Absolutely. And a guy like Dahlin, who you know, got some confidence, admitted that he got some confidence at the end of the season, you know, because not only did he play better, but they were putting him out against the better players on the other team all the time and just kept doing it. So he got to go out there and experience that, and he got to go out there and make some mistakes and improve his play. So, you know, he seemed rather excited, too, to, hey, look, I'm ready to get into the off season and I'm ready to get to work right away to make myself a better player. I know what I have to do now, you know, and it's not like he didn't work out in other summers or anything like that. But now he has more of a laser focus on what he has to do to get himself ready to play in the National Hockey League and to be a better player in the National Hockey League.
Paul, before I let you go, I know Omar spoke on Monday, but I wanted to bring up something with him because yesterday was pretty much wall-to-wall Eichel. So he is, you know, he clearly is the number one goalie, but he's an unrestricted free agent. Kevin Adams had previously said they definitely want to re-sign him. Did Omar say anything about that? Would he want to be here? Would he want to re-sign? Would he just basically placeholding for UPL? Where's Omar's mind at?
Well, and he is a very, I mean, he missed his family immensely. His family stayed in Sweden, and then he had the death of his dad in January, and he was here by himself. And I totally believe him. He wasn't dodging the question. He said, as far as a contract right now, he goes, that's the farthest thing from my mind. He goes, I have one thing on my mind right now, and that's getting out of here, getting to Sweden, and getting to my family. He said, that's all I'm thinking about. And he said, once I get home and spend some time with his young son and his wife, and he said, then we'll sit down. I'll sit down with my agent, and then we'll sit down with the Sabres, and we'll talk. But, there, you know, when he was talking about, you know, Granato and talking about the team, you know, this is the only team he's ever known. He likes this team, you know, he likes the organization, he grew up here, and he did say, if I come back, you know, so it's in the way he was talking, you could tell he has not slammed the door on it, and he's totally open to coming back, and would be great if it did come back, I believe the way he put it, so... but it's just not something that's on his radar right now. He's got plenty of time. Free agency this year doesn't start till July 28th. So there's plenty of time to do it. And the only focus he has right now is to start spending time with his family in Sweden and probably still do some grieving from his dad. And, you know, now that he'll be home and around his family. And he talked about the mental health part of things, you know, that how he was able to get through it and how the Sabres organization, he was very thankful to them, helped him get through it. And he said if he didn't talk to the players and talk to his goaltending coach, Mike Bales, and was honest and was able to talk, he goes, I think it would have spelled my doom, is how he put it. Wow. You know, he said, I needed that, and those people were there for him. And he was internally grateful, but, you know, he just talked about how important it was for him to be honest with Bales and honest with his teammates, how he felt. And he didn't, it would have been, you know, it would have been bad for him to hold that in. He needed to get that out. And I thought there were some important messages in there just for, you know, for people who also might be struggling, you know, what he went through and how he dealt with it and how he found people that were there for him. And I just think important to listen to him and what he had to say and how he got through things.
All right, Mr. Hamilton, thank you as always, sir. We will talk with you tomorrow morning and enjoy the Zoom calls today.
Okay, and are you picking the Bills today?
No, I got to wait till the schedule comes out. Come on.
Well, you'll get at least the first game, so.
Don't encourage people like this, Paul. Why do you? See, you're just being you're being a jerk. See, people think you're this nice guy and all that, and you're deep down inside, you're just truly a jerk. And I just don't know why people don't understand that about you.
Or you could pick the Mets.
1-6 straight, Paul. Not the bandwagon you want to be picking on right
now. That's what I said. You could pick the Mets. Yeah, now's the time.
Yeah, you're just
don't. Strike while the irons are hot here.
Go draft Tim Tebow for your fantasy team. And a keeper league, too, please. A dynasty league, whatever. Thank you, Mr. Hamilton.
You're welcome.
I love you, Paul.